Hey there, awesome humans. This is Taylor Reed, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let me tell you, one of the most rewarding, yet often challenging parts of being human is our relationships. Ever feel like communication could use a little upgrade? Like you're speaking different languages, or maybe just missing that deeper connection? Well, guess what? Mindfulness can be your secret weapon. That's right, this ancient practice isn't just about finding inner peace, it's a game changer for building stronger, more meaningful connections with the people we love. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness isn't that all incense and chanting? Hold on to your hats, folks, because this is Mindfulness 2.0. We're talking practical tools you can use right now in everyday conversations to build bridges instead of walls. Here are 5 golden nuggets I want you to tuck away. 1. Active listening is your superpower. Think about it, how often do we truly listen? We hear the words, sure, but are we actually absorbing them, understanding the emotions behind them? Active listening means giving your full attention, making eye contact, and really trying to see things from their perspective. It's like putting on a mental GPS and navigating through their world, not just your own. 2. Embrace the power pause. You know that feeling when you're about to say something, but then you hit pause? That little space can be magic. Before you react, take a breath, feel your emotions, and think before you speak. It prevents impulsive words, which often lead to misunderstandings and hurt feelings. 3. Name your feelings and encourage them too. Bottling up emotions is like having a pressure cooker in your chest. Naming them, both yours and those of the people you're interacting with, creates transparency and understanding. It's like saying, hey, I see that you're feeling frustrated, or I am feeling a little overwhelmed right now. This opens the door to empathy and connection. 4. Focus on the positive seriously. You know those little wins in your relationships? That genuine laugh, a thoughtful gesture, a shared moment of joy. Make a conscious effort to notice them. Dwelling on negativity creates a vicious cycle. By focusing on the good stuff, you shift your entire relationship dynamic. 5. Practice forgiveness like a champ. Holding grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing yourself from the weight of anger and resentment. Trust me, your relationships and your mental health will thank you for it. Now, let's take a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with your significant other and suddenly, bam. You get into an argument over something seemingly trivial, like who does the dishes. Remember those mindfulness tools we talked about? Instead of getting caught up in the heat of the moment, try taking a few deep breaths, active listening, pause before responding the power pause. And name your emotions, hey, I'm feeling a little stressed right now. Focus on finding common ground and understanding their perspective. And most importantly, remember that even arguments can be opportunities for growth and connection if you approach them with mindfulness. Look, building healthy relationships isn't always easy. There will be bumps in the road, but with a little mindful awareness, you can transform those challenges into bridges of understanding. Remember, your relationships are precious, nurture them, cherish them, and let mindfulness be your guide. All right, my amazing friends, that's it for today's episode. I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to mindful communication in your relationships? Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Mind Training, your daily dose of stoic wisdom for a happier, more resilient life. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.